Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jerry Hairston Jr., Spectrum Sportsnet, Los Angeles, friend of the program. He knows as much about the Dodgers as anybody.
He knows everything about the Dodgers.
Everything about the Dodgers. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're kicking around this, the discussion here today about whether or not the Dodgers made a horrible mistake and oversight by not trading for relief pitching at the trade deadline. Tony seems to think, yeah, they kind of made it. They kind of messed up. I'm saying let's wait and see what happens because this has been a pretty good team without making trades. What do you think about the Dodgers and their lack of activity at the deadline?
Well, the Dodgers were active. They were actively seeking a power arm. Everybody knows that they were in on Vasquez. They were trying to get him, and I know the asking price was astronomical for Vasquez, the Pirates' asking price. And yeah, I know Andrew Friedman has historically has been very active trying to get pieces every deadline to better his team. And, you know, every team was asking for Gavin Lux. Every team was asking for Dustin May. And I'm with Andrew. There's no way I'm parting with Gavin Lux. There's no way I'm parting with Dustin May. And they were willing to part with their 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 other prospects. And if I was the Pirates, I would have jumped on that. Because you have a closer in Vasquez, that arm, obviously it's a plus arm, but he's not a starting pitcher. He's a closer. And you're not going to be using a closer the next 2 or 3 years because you've been cellar dwellers. So I really thought the Pirates could have really bettered their ball club by getting the Dodgers' number three prospects. I believe it's Ruiz, the catcher, who's a stud, in the Victor Martinez type of mold. Switch hitting catcher, and they could have got 3 or 4 other arms without getting Gavin Lux or Dustin May. But I'm glad that we were able to keep Lux and Dustin May. We're going to see Dustin May tomorrow night. And who knows? You know, they're looking at him as a starter, but, you know, he may be a guy that they can use in the 7th or 8th inning to help Kenley Jansen. He's got that type of stuff, that type of makeup. And now Julio Urias, instead of being a 3-inning pitcher out of the bullpen, he also can be used as a power arm out of the bullpen the rest of the way.
Jerry, you bring up Julio Urias. What exactly is the plan? I know at one point they viewed him as a starter. They've been using him out of the bullpen in different roles. What do you see his ceiling being? What do you see the role that's best for him? Is it even in the bullpen, or is it in the starting rotation?
I think now that we didn't get a power arm in the bullpen for this year, I think they're going to use him like the Brewers have used Hader. I think that is the plan now going forward. Now, in the future, he could be a starter. They can build him up next year in spring training. But, Tony, as you know, the Dodgers have been to back-to-back World Series, and it's World Series championship or bust. So whatever combination it is that will give us the best chance in the 7th and 8th inning and obviously the 9th inning to win us games in the postseason, that's the formula they're going to use. So I envision them using Maeda in the 7th, 8th inning in the postseason, Urias in the 8th, maybe Dustin May. He tops out around 96 to 98 miles an hour as a starter. Can you imagine him come out of the bullpen for one inning and airing it out? He could touch 100-101. So, and obviously you have Kenley Jansen, a veteran closer. So I think that is the plan moving forward for this season.
The Dodgers losing each of the last two World Series, Jerry. I mean, do people view that as a failure in the bullpen only, or is there anything else in that organization that Dodger fans, Dodger personnel look at and say, boy, if we had only had this, we might not have come up short?
No, I think, you know, if I may speak for Clayton and Justin Turner and the rest of the guys, I think I know them pretty well. When you lose a World Series, it's a collective effort. You know, I don't care if you're a position player. I don't care if you're a starting pitcher or a relief pitcher. You lose, you know, every player could have done something better to better your ball club and win some more games. So nobody in that clubhouse points fingers. They understand that. Now that the trade deadline, that hard deadline, has gone and passed, you don't focus on what happened 2 years ago and last year. You focus, okay, these are the guys we got now. These are the guys we're going to be riding with. Maybe there's a guy like a Dustin May who could help us for an inning or two in the postseason. Urias, we know what he can do. He can air it out for an inning. And then obviously you have Maeda, who has postseason experience, post-pitching out of the bullpen, and Kenley Jansen. And then from the offensive side, they've gotten better at putting the ball in play.
Yeah.
You know, last couple of years, the strikeouts have been high. Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy, a lot of those guys have really made the adjustments of cutting down their strikeouts. And now I think they're a complete hitting team. So I think everybody's trying to get better.
Jerry, by the way, Jerry Harrison Jr. joins us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Jerry, break down Justin Turner's year for me. I mean, he's 34 years of age. He'll be 35 at the end of the year. What do you have, about two more years, three more years left on that deal? Two years left on that deal? What kind of year would you say Justin Turner's having this year?
He's having a really good year. He just hit his 16th home run, and you know, he didn't hit his first home run to, I believe it was the first or second week of May. Mm. He's usually a late bloomer when it comes to driving the baseball. It takes him a month or two to get going, but he has 16 home runs. He's been solid defensively, and he's been clutch. He's been Justin Turner. You know, the main thing for the Dodgers is to understand that, yes, he has some miles on his leg, so down the stretch you're going to need to get him some days off. And that's why you have so many guys on your ball club,
yeah,
that can play a variety of positions, that can spell Justin Turner and give him a day off or two.
Jerry, when the Padres came in there right before the All-Star break and won 3 out of 4 and took the final three games of that series, I had this notion that maybe the Padres in a lot of ways got the attention of the Dodgers, got the attention of the National League, and people looked around and said, boy, this team's going to be good. Maybe they're not quite there yet, but they showed what they're capable of. And, of course, now since the second half has started, the Padres have laid an egg, and no one's really thinking much about them at all. But they come back to town this weekend. What do you think from afar, looking at this Padre ball club, is it going to be a team that the Dodgers have to deal with in the next couple of years?
Well, you would think so, especially when you see their young talent. And as you guys know, it starts with Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, this young man is unbelievable. Does everything you'd want a baseball player to do. Has he turned 21 yet? Is he able to drink?
No, he can't drink yet.
I don't think so. He can't drink yet, but arguably, he may be the most exciting baseball player in all of baseball. I mean, the way he plays the game, very intelligent for a ball player. But, I mean, it's no surprise. Anytime you have Junior attached to your name, you're a very smart ball player.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's right. Let him know, Jerry.
Oh, is that right, Jerry Harrison Jr.?
that's how I see it.
Okay.
See it. But you know he's got tremendous amount of skill, along with obviously Manny Machado kind of help him along, knowing how to be a star. So you got the left side of the infield covered for quite some time, and you know that their farm system is pretty good. They got good young arms, so obviously you know the Padres are coming. Now, there will be some growing pains, but guess what? That's what comes with the territory. You can't be instant contenders.
That's right.
You have to continue to develop and then take step after step. So no question about it. The Dodgers are aware of what the Padres are doing.
Cody Bellinger just having an unbelievable year. I just wanted to ask one last thing. I just looked this up. I didn't realize he had gone 1-for-16 in the World Series last year. How much has that motivated him? There's no way that'll happen again. Not the way he's hitting this year.
No, he's a different guy.
I mean, he's a totally different guy. But what has happened to get Bellinger to where he's at now? I mean, probably the MVP front runner. And just spectacular to watch, whether you're rooting for him or against him. I mean, he's just he's a menace up there.
The one thing he mentioned, and you did mention the 1-for-16 of the World Series. The great thing about the World Series, everybody's watching, and that's exciting for a player. You want the whole world watching you. Well, Cody Bellinger knew that the whole world was watching him struggle last year. So he went back to the lab. You know, basketball players talk about going back to the lab. Well, he went back to the lab. He went to the batting cage and said, you know what? I got to make adjustments. I will not be embarrassed like I was last year in the World Series. we will get back there again. I'm going to be a completely different player. And he has really made great strides in the batter's box. He's still driving the baseball, but I tell everybody, he's kind of a hybrid guy. When he has the count in his favor, he's Ken Griffey Jr. When he has two strikes, he's kind of old-school Tony Gwynn, looking to go the other way, just looking for base hits. And he has really done an incredible job cutting down on his strikeouts, and thus you see him having an MVP-type season.
Not only that, defensively. Yeah. I mean, just threw out a guy at the plate the other day in Colorado. I mean, he's just been everything, and I can't imagine he's going 1-for-16, and if they get to the World Series again. Hey, Jerry, thanks for all the input, the info. These guys that are with the junior at the end of their name, they are smart. They are
very
smart.
Very intelligent guys, very smart guys. And I think Tatis Jr. has us, Tony, in the talent department.
Fernando Tatis Jr. going to follow in the footsteps of Jerry Hairston Jr. Hey, thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Have a good weekend.
Anytime, guys.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.